When I think about matters of a public nature, I believe that every individual should not only have the right to speak freely about or criticise our government departments and our representatives, we also have a responsibility to do so in order to keep them honest or ensure they do the best job possible for the community who empowers them in democratic societies. An individual is often criticised for sharing their views, particularly when those views are not popular. Sadly, many individuals are also often criticised for sharing views that many agree with but few will voice publicly. Criticism may sometimes manifest itself into abuse, threats, or even violence. However, it is the individual which is the ultimate power in a democracy, as it only takes one person to start the ball rolling to implement change. It is unclear why many avoid speaking freely. It might be a fear of being ridiculed or being the odd one out. It could be a fear of repercussions from decision makers or the general public. Whether such fears are physically or financially based or result from a need to be accepted socially are very real concerns. It might even be that people cannot be bothered or just don't care. Whatever the reason, a choice not to speak freely should be respected as much as a choice to share views. Fortunately, there are also options available to those who choose to remain silent, so that they may still be heard. Anonymous contact with representatives or some government agencies may be the chosen path. A chat with a friend might be the best solution for others. There is always someone willing to listen and to champion a cause. Never giving up is the key to success. Over the years, I have personally experienced considerable criticism, plenty of abuse, some threats and a bit of violence simply for publicly sharing my views. My businesses also suffer as individuals who do not know me or understand my views attempt to stop others from frequenting my business. Since I am so very passionate and so vocal about local politics and local policing issues, I have even endured severe repercussions from local council and local police, together with inequitable treatment on many levels. This inequitable treatment continues today, and the financial burden has been considerable. So much energy and time is also wasted on standing my ground, but it is important to stay strong and never back down. I decided to do a radio show so more people could hear my views and thoughts, instead of listening to the often biased comments of others. I do not hate council or police, but I will not hesitate to criticise either for doing what I believe is the wrong thing. A clear distinction should be remembered. Criticism does not mean hate. Unfortunately, government departments employ people, and people are slaves to human nature. We do not like those who criticise us or cause us difficulty, and impartial decisions often disappear as people move into what I call CYA mode, or cover your ass mode. Instead of taking ownership of our mistakes and trying to remedy them, we tend to try and hide them so we don't look bad to our employers, fellow employees, friends, family, or the general public. It is time for serious change. I plan to share some personal stories about some of my experiences with police and council throughout the rest of this show and during future shows. The police stories always seem more interesting than everyone, so I'll focus on those for the rest of this show. Don't forget that the show is interactive while being broadcast on 92.9 River FM. You can join me at facebook.com/BigRobsOz, spelled BigRobsOz. You can also follow the Big Rob's rant links on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au.